On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
The beers we're going to be having on today's episode are all from Estonia. Liquid Panada barrel-aged barley wine with vanilla.
I think it's piñata.
Pime O. Thanks. That's Dark pronounced, Night. It's an imperial stout.
It's pronounced O-O.
O-2? Risk. It's a porter. Rukivali. Rye Lily. It's a rye stout with caraway, ginger, and orange.
Ooh.
The Belle Boulet, a beautiful bubble. Imperial Goad with red currants.
Goza, sorry.
Jacku Liba. It is a barrel-aged imperial porter. The Muscooled Black Gold. It's a porter. Zeit. Time. It's a wheat wine style ale.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to another suds segment where we say sometimes you're the hammer and sometimes you're the nail, except for good old boy Dave, who must just be a nail because he's always hammered.
Oh,
nice.
Wow. Once again,
that's going to hurt.
Wow. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana.
And exes.
Joining me at the table today for this interesting mix is good old boy Mike.
I am mostly Lithuanian, except when I pronounce all the Lithuanian words today, which I'm going to really hose these up. So thank you.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
What kind of tool is Mike?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Don't have a sound effect for that, do you?
I think that should be a new fan poll.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Please write in with what tool you think good old boy
cut off Kendall's mic.
Jeez. Good old boy Kendall. Speaking of which, hi, and how are you?
I'm great. It's going to be a fun afternoon.
God, isn't it though? Good old boy Drew. Hello.
Why am I here again?
Well, you know, we all make life choices, right? Kidding. We're very happy that you're here today.
I am happy to be here.
Good old boy Dave, hi.
I'm hood ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm more burbs ready personally, but...
I like how she's wrestling with wax, and it sounds like, you know, it's, you know, the constipation is winning, you know, so.
Well, that's just what wax will do to you. Stop you right up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks well, like we have something. Looks like it's all flowing now.
Yes. If only they knew what really was going on.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
So good old boy Dave and I recently went back home to Pennsylvania and brought back some beer. Shocker. Because road trips are great. And every time we go on a road trip, we have to bring back beer.
From Estonia.
Well, Pahala Brewery and Tap Room is located in Tallinn, Estonia. And let's see what the website says, good old boy Dave. What do you think? So... Pahala,
playing the role of good old boy Dave,
yes, was founded in Tallinn, Estonia at the end of 2011 by four Estonian beer enthusiasts and homebrewers. Soon after, the company was joined by a Scottish head brewer, Chris Pilkington, with a few years of BrewDog experience under his belt. The first beer, the Ooh Imperial Baltic Porter, was released at the beginning of 2013, and for most of that year, the beers were contract brewed with other breweries' production facilities that were prepared to while they prepared to open their own. Construction of the first brewery was completed in 2014 in Tallinn Nome District, starting out with just 5 24-hectoliter fermenters. They more than quadrupled their annual production capacity in just 2.5 years. Hey, good on them. So they poured beers in many festivals around the world, to Cigar City's Hunapu Day in Tampa, no less, and Young Master Invitational in Hong Kong.
Young Master. How many of you want to go to that?
The Young Master?
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't been to that one.
Your kung fu is weak.
Jeez, I don't know. Do we want to go to a beer fest in China? I think we might get in trouble.
Hong Kong is not Hong Kong anymore.
Banned once again.
That's about to say, it's not a question of if we're banned. It's how many times. So.
Well, they have, I mean, they've done collabs all over the world, including those here in the state, like Boneyard, Stillwater, Jester King. I mean, so, hey, good on them. All right, good old boy Mike, why don't you give us today's lineup?
I am going to be reading this lineup and hosting it up. And
we can't wait.
Of the 7 beers here, I'm going to screw up 6 of them. I will be attempting to read the proper dialect and then the English translation for that. So here we go. The beers we're going to be having on today's episode are all from Estonia. Liquid Panada barrel-aged barley wine with vanilla.
I think it's pinata.
No, it's not pinata. It's panada.
He left the thingy off the
end. Well, I don't have the thingy on my keyboard.
Put an umlaut there, I might have gotten it right. So pinata, liquid pinata, barrel-aged barley wine with vanilla. I said it correct. You spelled it wrong. All right.
Fine. Well, that's Spanish anyway.
So. I'm going to score 1 for Mike there. Pime O. Thanks. That's Dark pronounced, Knight. It's an imperial stout.
It's pronounced O-O.
O.
O-O. O-O. O-O.
Okay.
O-O. O-O.
O2. Wow. Risk. It's a porter. Rukivali. Rye Lily. It's a rye stout with caraway, ginger, and orange.
Ooh.
The Belle Boulet. Beautiful bubble. Imperial Goad with red currants.
Goza. Sorry.
Red Imperial Goza. Okay, cool. I was wondering where
it's good thing
is
he's pretty.
Goda. Yeah. It's like this guy's never heard of beer.
Yeah. Okay. Dave, do you want to read the rest of your pronunciations? Or you just want me to read it as
just
is?
Just go, man.
Okay. Jacku Liba, continue bread.
That's exactly
as opposed to discontinue bread.
That is exactly the translation.
Okay.
According to Google.
It is a barrel aged Imperial Porter. The Musk Cooled Black Gold. It's a porter. Zeit. Time. It's a wheat wine style ale.
You never heard of Zeitgeist?
Yeah, right. How many of those did I get correct?
0.
Thank you very much.
One of them was my
fault.
My
work here is done today. I appreciate that.
I'll give you pinata and goad, okay? But the rest of it, you screwed up on your own.
Oh, boy. Okay. Thank you, Mike. Good old boy Drew.
Really?
Why don't you give us cool. the suds rating?
I don't think he deserved a thank
in
you for
Estonian.
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Hear those ratings now.
Why do I feel like I'm watching the Minions?
Oh yes.
That sucks. Give me anything but a bud. Si imeb anamul kolkimud quibud.
I am impressed.
Se on yama. Anamule kõike muud kui pung.
Ooh,
not bad.
Was that a belch? Kas see oli rohitsus?
Kas see oli rohitsus?
Whoa, wow. 2 for 2.
Ah, what a relief. Ah, milline kergendus.
Ah, milline kergendus.
Dude, amazing. Oh, man.
It's like he's a native.
A body should really not make that sound. Keha et tohix tuesti seda halt teha.
Ei tohiks tõesti olla nii kõva hääl.
Ooh, a little off on that.
Yeah,
that's a tough one, though.
Listen to that hang time. Give me another. Kulaki said the hangu mie sega ant kemule taina.
Kuula seda suurt rühitsemist, anna mulle veel üks.
Ah, close again.
Yeah, it was
not bad. Yeah. So, Dave, you were actually going to
play the Estonian version as our ratings for today? Yeah.
How do we know that he played the right clip? Though?
Yeah, I know. For all I know, you're insulting you know, people in Yugoslavia. For all I know,
oh, a liquid panada.
I'm like, you're talking about my, are you talking about mother again? You know, outstanding, Drew.
Very well done.
I have to say, very.
I was confidently wrong.
Yes,
as usual.
But so good.
I just want to say that I leaned into everything that was put in front of me and got it dead wrong. So, you know, you absolutely nailed it.
All right. Well, let's...
It's a hidden talent. I didn't even know you had.
Let's get to it. I'm excited. Okay, so the first one is the Liquid Piñata. It's a barrel-aged stout wine. Panada, 13...
Piñata? Piñata. Piñata.
13% ABV. It is a stout wine blended from maple syrup, tequila, and bourbon barrels.
5W30?
Conditioned with Mexican and Madagascan vanilla.
It's clinging to my innards.
It is thick. It's going to take a while for that to go down.
It's not bad, though.
No. The vanilla is well done. It's not overpowering.
Are you like tobacco?
I water pick to get this out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Tobacco and like a little dark fruit. And
I'm also, it's almost like buckwheat honey. Because it's
a nice sweetness to it.
Yeah, but it's a dark sweetness.
That molasses, very dark. Yeah.
Something got burnt.
Whew. But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, man.
It works. I mean, I could not drink much of this. This is way too powerful.
I would say, other than the sample that I have, I'm probably not going to, you know, go beyond this. So
better than I expected.
But yeah, I mean, like, considering where Estonia is, you know what I mean? And if you think about...
I have no idea where Estonia is.
The Baltic Sea, bordered by... Lithuania and Latvia.
Okay.
And Russia.
That Mother helps. Russia.
Mm-hmm. It's
a country that has not gone to war yet.
But Tallinn is right on the northern part of Estonia. And then if you go across the Baltic Sea, then you're in Helsinki.
Okay.
So it's cold up there.
Beautiful area. This beer makes sense.
This will warm your innards.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Warm the innards.
Burn a hole right in them.
Yeah. So if somebody had handed me this and didn't tell me it was a beer, I would have said, wow, this is an interesting chocolate, you know, cough syrup. Because it definitely has a lot of alcohol on it. I didn't hear what it was. So if you say 17.1.
137.
Yeah, it would have been close. Very cloying. But it's not cloying because of the sugars. It's just something about the mouthfeel. A lot of roast. It has a watery quality, you know, to it. I don't know why, what's causing that, but very, a lot going on in this glass. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like thick in the front and loose in the back.
Hmm. it's interesting.
But it's
the mullet beer of Estonia. Is that what you're saying, yes. Dave?
Maybe.
I think we'll rate this on the way out.
Might just sit this dog.
Okay, well, we'll be back in just a brief minute.
All right.
Welcome back, everyone. So today is, we're going overseas and
Estonia
we're doing...
Estonia Day.
See, we are doing a brewery takeover. Of Pohjola Brewery.
I just like saying the word Urukiviki.
The zoom tight. And it's from Tallinn, Estonia. And the first beer that we were talking about right before the break was the Liquid Piñata barrel aged barley wine.
Piñata.
A 13% ABV beer. And we are going to rate this puppy a 4.
Wow.
There's a lot going on there. Yeah.
They put a lot of effort into that one.
I'm going to tread lightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a shareable
beer. This is very interesting.
At 12 ounces, that share that in four ways.
12 people?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to take my 2 ounces.
Everybody takes a shot. Everybody gets a shot. One ounce shot.
Yeah.
Wet your mouth.
Well, okay. So the next beer that we are going to talk about from them is the Pime O.
O-O.
O-O-O.
O-O.
O. So this one is an this one's an imperial stout. It is 13.6% ABV.
Oh, it only drinks like 13.2.
It is big.
But it's not, that's a tasty beer, though.
But it's, yeah, a lot of chocolatey.
Yeah.
It's a real thick chocolate fudginess.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
A little bit of roast.
Little hints of coffee.
I'm almost getting like a dark cherry or plum.
There's some fruitiness to it.
Yeah. But in a nice way. But in a very, very nice way.
Like a cherry cordial.
Yeah.
Like dark chocolate covered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the declared style? I'm guessing
Imperial Stout.
Yeah, Imperial Stout. I was going to say Imperial Porter.
It does feel kind of like one, right?
It has a lot of that Tootsie Roll.
It does.
You know, component about it. And the sugars in this remind me, you know, a lot more of a porter than a stout. We're kissing cousins of each other, you know.
I was about to say, you can taste the difference.
Yeah, well, you know, we're trained professionals.
Speaking
here,
we're
supposed
of
to know the difference.
Kissing but. Cousins, here's a fun fact about Estonia. Wife caring is one of the major national sports.
Is it a cable Estonia. Channel?
Wife
I have
caring?
Actually seen it on TV, yeah. So basically, you pick up your wife and you kind of have her upside down on your back. And the husband, you like have to run a circuit.
I was thinking Julie had to make that face in a while. It was pretty funny.
Is this like out of their rich horseback, you know, cavalry history?
I think it's how you used to get a wife in Estonia.
You picked her up and you ran.
If you can run her, you know, if you can run with her, you got her.
Outrun her dad and brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, he made it past the fence. We gotta let him go now.
That makes sense.
So many surprises on this show that it just, you know, you can't make up this high quality entertainment. You know,
it's probably not the worst way to find a wife.
Where do you put that on your resume at the top? Good wife carrying.
Get
material.
One you can pick up and run as fast as you can until her family gives up.
I mean, this is the same region of the country that had a female king, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do they look across the room and go, you know what? I think that fat bastard can carry me. You know what I
mean? That's probably why husband carrying is not a sport. You know?
Excellent point.
Yeah.
No woman's going to go to that much effort.
Yeah.
If they're drinking just for a man, absolutely not.
Why can't we have just good old fashioned cow slapping, like, you know, instead? You know?
Maybe.
How's cow slapping different than cow tipping?
Oh, way different.
Well, you can't do
different part of the cow. Yeah.
Way different.
Yeah.
Yes.
Plus, you know, cow slapping is a lot more confrontational. You know, that's head on. Cow tipping, you're sneaking up on it. You know, that's.
Sometimes you are. Yes.
Wrong pipes.
Yes. Yeah.
We have one seasoned cow tipper at the table that I know of. Oh, two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got the merit badge for that one.
I didn't know it was physically possible.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can graduate from Gallatin without knowing how to do cow tipping. Are you kidding me?
I never did it. I look down upon people who do that.
Question, you know, why they gave you that.
Except Julie.
Cruelty to animals.
Yeah.
No. Well.
No. Not cruel. They're asleep.
Hilarious. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So if you fell asleep standing up and some jackass comes and knocks you down.
Look, all I have to say is that scene out of Tommy Boy is intensely accurate. Okay,
the physics of it works.
Absolutely. You know, getting down, you know, in a full 3-point, you know, stance.
You got to get a running start. 3-2, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought his, the way he was like, look, you got to throw your shoulder into it, lean into it, you know, and hit her like right in between the shoulders, you know.
This is what drinking 13% beer gets you.
Even,
is that what we're doing here?
Three
These
sips.
Are the conversations
I'm
one
sorry.
Has.
Back yes. to the beer.
Okay.
God, this is lovely. This is lovely. And this is made to celebrate the darkest nights of the year. So this is supposed to be in the dead of winter. And I could see why. And this would just warm me up better than a blanket.
After cold night of cow tipping?
Yeah.
I was thinking some, you know, like dark night of the soul, like tortured, you know, reference.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to bring the party down there, Drew.
It's dark and cold up there. And
just have a glass of water with that. You know, very not the first one was intensely complex. This is a lot more straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the style declaration. It definitely reminds me a lot more of an Imperial Porter. I'm sorry I didn't know what I was, you know, I was tasting it blind, but all in all, I liked it for what it was, and it's super solid pour for sure. Well made beer.
Yeah. It's four. Yum. Yum.
It's an interesting cuvée.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's have another fun fact of Estonia, because the first one was just a little too over the top because, you know, I'm trying to think, what kind of exercises do you do to carry
So, well, here's the thing. I don't know who considers these fun facts, but like, here's, or like weird and exciting, but apparently Estonia has 2,000 islands.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I guess like Thousand Island dressing is also always two for one.
Is that if you carry the right woman, do you get your own island? Is that how it works out? You know,
it does have the highest number of supermodels per capita. Oh,
well, there you go.
Hey, where did you get that from?
Wow.
Huh.
Now, that's a fun fact.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they only have three, but there's hardly any people.
It was the first country in the world to establish online voting.
Yeah,
it was.
They had the first Christmas tree. They had the first Christmas tree in the world. The world's first Christmas tree. Think about that.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Are they one of the countries that has like the angry claws? You know, like
oh, Krampus.
Like, yeah, like Krampus or Sinterklaas.
Probably.
Well, because it's Eastern Europe. You know, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. I'm sure there's something
up there, like that up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids who aren't getting anything for Christmas. That's all I'm saying. So you got to give them a reason.
And Estonia was one of the last pagan countries to adopt Christianity. So,
Dirty birds.
Hmm.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, so the 13th century is when they converted.
They have some kind of weird it's really late tradition of sing-song language.
Hey, yeah.
Well, they held
Who's your lord and savior? Well, what's on the menu today, Bob?
Well, they wanted to get... The Estonians are also known for trying to get the best deal, right? So they were holding out.
They're holding out for a good Messiah.
Yeah, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
But
is this the right price? Yes. Okay.
What kind of beer comes with that?
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay. Right. Moving on, shall we?
Sure.
Okay.
We shall.
Let's go to O2. Now, this one is a porter.
O2?
O2.
U2.
This one is only 5.5% ABV.
This one I will probably only finish.
And this is brewed with oats and rye, bursting with vanilla and chocolate flavors. So barley, oats, rye, lactose.
Bursting.
Mm. Oh. Yes. They do sell lactose. It in a can in Europe, but...
It's European lactose.
But these are bottles here in the U.S.
Europeans love it in the can.
This is a nice, easy drinking beer, which is you don't get a lot of those from these guys. I mean, their beers are nice. They're not easy drinking.
Yes.
Yeah, the 5% goes down really well.
Oh yeah, it does.
Yeah, compared to the first two we had, this is definitely like a road stop. You know, that's like my palate's going, oh, thank you.
How is this a risk? Is what I want to know. Like the other two, like why do you name the low ABV one a risk?
It had something to do with which wife you picked up and carried across the room. I'm sure that was the case, Drew. But it's, you know,
it's a porter, but it's got a big personality. There's a lot. It's got a lot of flavor. It's a little complex, and it's very tasty.
It's a lot more simple. Yes, to style, for sure. It's a little light on the sugars for me. It's a little watery. But
nice roast finish.
Yeah, I think that's what I like about it. These other beers felt so heavy on my palate that the light is refreshing.
The juxtaposition is quite nice.
Yeah.
This one, it's weird that this is a nice palate break from the
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it is a little odd, but I mean, I'm not mad about it, and it's nice to know that they can show some restraint considering that they almost have to be excessive and bold in the country, you know. To deal with the weather, I'm assuming that they have to deal with, and probably to go. Wait, I don't know. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say like Estonia food is not exactly overwhelming with like spicy flavor.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know the cuisine in this part of the world. I am only just guessing that it is very close to other, you know, Baltic.
A lot of cabbage.
Yeah.
Potatoes, pork, cheese,
but, you know, milk, yogurt, its proximity to Turkey tells me that, you know, it's going to get rather interesting. But other than that, our other resident chef here at the table is researching this in real time.
Bread, fish, dairy, pork, potatoes.
Ooh, smoked and marinated eel.
I saw that. The one that's really open sprat sandwich on buttered rye bread with marinated sprat, green onions, herbs, what and sometimes sprat? A poached or hard-boiled egg.
What's a sprat?
Kulu voilib? I have absolutely no idea. I'm guessing it is a grain of some sorts. Mm.
Oh, but I bet their rye bread is outstanding.
Mm. Yep. I agree. Do we rate the porter? I don't think we do.
Oh, it's a fish.
We are going to rate the Otu porter a 4.
Oh, nice. And you said that was the one that got the lowest ratings on Untappd.
Yeah, but I think maybe
which is the cornerstone and bastion of what?
Wow, which Untappd. It's probably
Untappd got it wrong.
It's probably real hardcore beer nerds, you know, love these beers from Estonia. They're giving them, you know, all the bottle
only
caps.
5%.
And then they get a 5% beer and they're like, oh, that's only worth 2 bottle caps.
Right. Like meh, because you're expecting me and you're getting me. But anyways, but right. Whatever. I think it's I think it's good.
I
like really it. Nice.
Okay. Now let's go to the Rukavali.
The rye lily.
Yes. Rye stout with caraway, ginger, and orange. Oh. This one is only 10% ABV.
Ooh. Only.
I was expecting more.
Now, this is inspired by sweet and spicy orange cakes with a hefty dose of rye malt. So I guess maybe this might be like a dessert-ish something. You know, like back
it's
home.
It's not terribly sweet.
No, I mean, like,
though.
It's based on
a spiced.
Yeah. You know. And you get that little bit of orange, but honestly, I'm not getting much of caraway or ginger.
No, the caraway is just barely there.
Barely there. Smells like an orange cupcake. And
those may have faded out or
like
something.
A little orange cake.
I'm wondering how old it is.
Yeah.
But
because I would expect the orange.
I like it. It's not as big as I thought it was going to be at 10%. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel cloying.
It's nice. I want to let it warm up a little bit too. And like,
yeah, it's going to stick to everything inside you, Dave. This is
actually this isn't as like no, it's not as viscous as the other ones were.
Not at all.
No, not near.
I'm getting some caraway at the end. A little, just
barely.
Yeah, but the orange on it is nice. It's like those
orange slices.
Yeah, well, the but those oranges. Yeah, the
yeah.
I haven't had one of those in forever.
I would say Brock's or Starts of the Sea Crush orange slices.
Crush? I don't know.
I don't know.
You know,
it's the multicolored ones. Yeah.
Oh, see, no.
She and I are thinking of the chocolate oranges.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the chocolate orange that you have to
buy. I know what you're thinking about, too. Yeah,
no, I agree. Both these are in play. Yeah, I know which ones you're talking about, whereas you slap the chocolate and it pops
up.
Yeah,
all the slices. Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to what I was thinking.
Like the chocolate jelly candy.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it is definitely all down that same path for sure. And
I agree. Liking this
orange though. Is a dominant, overtone on this.
Yeah, I wish I could taste which some is ginger. Not bad.
Yeah, I mean it's nice.
But if it warms,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can go and revisit
another,
this.
Another fun fact. Another odd sport they love in Estonia is, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right, kiking, which is where you strap yourself into this big swing and you go around and around and around until you
vomit.
I think your vomit or your head falls off. I don't know.
Do you go?
And again, where do you put this on your resume? At the top, at the bottom, in the middle? Is there a training class? Is there a YouTube video?
Well, I think the
video?
Winner is the one who sprays their vomit the farthest.
Or on themselves or on someone else.
So you probably, you pound about
three. So you take your favorite 12-year-old and throw them on a swing.
Or you pound three of these 13% stouts
And then you get on the swing and go round and round and round.
All right, Timmy, this is your contribution to our family, okay? Yeah. I want you to hurl big and often.
Throw, yes, wow. Dad. Throw chunks for daddy.
I will not disappoint you.
Uphold our family honor.
Yes.
It stays like, why are we doing this?
There you go. I think that's probably what most kids say when they're drafted into such the occasion.
Wow.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well, yeah, this is one of those beers that I'm not quite sure I would come back around to it. It's going to fall in that same category of, yeah, I'm glad I had it once, but,
yeah,
you know, I don't know that I would have like a full 8-ounce pour of that. I think if the
ginger had come out more, I think it would have been a more interesting beer.
Yeah, because that would balance out from the sweetness of the orange.
Well, I want to see if it warms up a little bit.
Yeah,
if it's absolutely there.
See if it comes back out. Well, all right, what do y'all want to do?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 3.
Yeah.
Now, this next one is interesting.
Oh, is this the goad?
This is the goad. Yeah, that's right.
Not the goat, but the goad. So this is Belle Buell. Or otherwise known as Beautiful Bubble. It's an Imperial Goza with red currants. It's 8% ABV.
That's a high ABV Goza.
That is super high.
There's a lot of stuff in this beer.
But interesting, though, that this is matured in sauternes and champagne barrels.
Interesting. Really?
Who would have thought to do that?
Wait, I'm sorry. You said champagne barrel.
Yes.
And sauterne.
Right.
I'm
confused.
There is no such thing as a champagne barrel. So
this is true.
Well,
no. I guess maybe they mean
the resident one geek at the table goes party foul.
It's a sparkling barrel. Maybe it's a tank.
We're sipping.
There's real red currants floating
around.
I'm looking for those
champagne barrels.
I think there's a whole red currant in my beer.
Mm.
A whole one? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to have to come back and discuss the word Imperial Goza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. It actually tastes
pretty good.
Mm. I don't think it's bad.
Yeah. Well, more musings in just a minute.
Let's see what Mike thinks.
I like that.
Welcome back, everyone.
Maybe that's what they mean.
So today we are doing a brewery takeover from a brewery in Estonia called Pohjola.
Elk.
And
right next to the goad.
Yeah. And the panada.
And the panada
farm. We have an elk-shaped panada.
No, we are not making fun of Dave's computing skills at all.
This is all Dave's fault.
It's not like you would have read it correctly, even if
I read it dead on.
Oh, boy. Okay. So right before the break, we started discussing Beautiful Bubble, otherwise known as Belle Buell, which is an Imperial Goza with red currants that is aged on sauternes and allegedly champagne barrels.
So I guess the thing that's striking me first is just wrapping my head around the concept of an Imperial Goza, because, you know, to me, Goza is, it's a blue collar beer.
I mean, it was a
working man's beer. It was never meant to be, you know, jacked up. It's been fruited with every kind of fruit on the planet that I can possibly imagine, but to me, I don't know. It's not all coming together. You know, I don't think that the red currants are really kind of the star of the show, you know, in this. I don't get the point that you would jack, you know, everything up in terms of the ABV. It tastes like a bad idea.
It's like this brewery is Spinal Tap. It's like this one goes to 11 because we can't.
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
We're going to make it higher.
I mean, I really don't like to agree with Mike, like ever in life, but I do agree. Like there are certain styles.
Would you carry me across the room, Dave?
I don't think I can carry
you. Whoa, it's getting serious.
I'm sorry.
Do we need to leave? Is that how it starts?
Yeah. It's with the simple invitation and really bad imperial gozas. Is that how it starts?
Couple guys show up to a bar and they're like, yeah, I could carry her from there to there. Oh, well, I could carry her 30 feet. No, but like, I think there's certain styles. Like, why do you need to make it an imperial version? You know, why do we need an imperial Pilsner or an imperial Berliner Weiss or all these beers that are meant to be low ABV, sessionable, enjoyable beers?
Right.
And it's like, nah, let's make a 12% version of it.
Because there's a segment of the consumer that will be like, I want the highest ABV. I mean, look at all the Voodoo Ranger stuff selling for $4 for a 19.2 ounce can at a gas station.
That's the sad truth. Yeah, it's like somebody's like, if I can't get hammered off one can of this, I'm not going to buy it. So, you know.
No, I don't think it's just
walk past the beer and pick up the Everclear. Yeah. Will you just get to the point?
That'll get you there.
It's a PGA.
Yeah. I don't think this is a terrible beer, but I think you're right. It's like, what's the deal with an Imperial Goza? It feels.
Why?
Yeah, it's the beer is not awful, but it's.
I think they could have made an incredible version of this at like 5%.
Just to get it to 10%.
Yeah. So the red currant is nice though in
Agreed.
And I have to admit, I don't know that I've had a goza with red currant before. And I think that's a very like European-y thing versus here in the States. You know what I mean? Like
I feel like the alcohol level is clashing with the salinity too. It's a little harsh up there.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Because you're getting a little, I mean, dare I say, you're getting a little alcohol burn almost on it. Yeah. And it is confusing.
I feel like they're trying to go too many different
directions. Is that the bitterness of the currants or is that the burn of the alcohol? No, that's the alcohol.
Right. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, we're going to go with a 2 for this.
It's a miss, but if it had been 4%. It's not a bad beer. It could be better.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mike broke something.
No, he didn't break it.
He broke it.
He didn't break it.
So in the winter in Estonia, it can get down to -45 degrees at night.
Is that Celsius or Fahrenheit? Really?
Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Wow. That's impressive. You got any other tidbits?
Let's see.
That's why they like 10-13% beers. It makes sense.
Right.
More than 50% of Estonia is covered in forest. So, you know what? If you're looking to move somewhere, they have more animal predators per capita, I think, than most other countries.
More animal predators.
They have 250 wolves, 950 brown bears, 12,000 wild boar, 12,000 moose, and about 150,000 wild goats. And I don't know if you've ever been attacked by a wild goat, but...
Did it headbutt you?
When he brings 149,000 of his friends.
Wow.
Mike just left. Okay.
So. It was known simply as Livonia before it became Estonia.
Oh, and when was that?
1500s? Okay. No.
Somebody was like, Livonia, that's a stupid name.
Isn't there a Livonia, Michigan?
Yeah, I was wondering if there's
Yep. Well, that might be then.
Livonia.
That might be.
It's a production of high production of peat.
Oh, their flag is sort of based on nature because it's like blue, then green, then another blue or something. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, blue, black, and white. Never mind. I totally lied.
Wow.
Well, I'm not a flagologist.
Flagologist?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a flagologist. Okay.
So maybe we got the wax off this bottle by this point.
The next beer, the next one that we're
going to... Oh, so Mike was struggling with wax now. Well.
Whatever. The next beer that we are going to talk about is the Moost Cooled. This is another porter. This is 7.8% ABV, so a little bigger.
It's a gorgeous head.
Yeah, it's a rich porter with smooth honey notes brewed with lactose for that extra silky texture.
Great.
Now, Mike, I always like when you talk about the key characteristics of a porter.
Yeah, so the taste profile is a roly-poly Tootsie Roll. It has, I don't know, the sugar and roast quality that I find of that candy is kind of like, is it tastes like that, you know, when somebody hands me a porter.
Yeah, this is a big way. Porter, but it's got all those flavors you're looking for.
Yeah, that's spot on.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's really
nice. Yeah, this
tasty.
Is nice. This is super.
This is the best.
I think it would have been better without the lactose. I would like this a little more dry.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But the other flavors are all good.
It could be any beer with lactose. Yeah. And Drew would be like,
Drew go, I like it better without it.
Yeah. Lactose intolerant. I mean, we're out there, you know? Don't forget about us.
He doesn't just mean his body. It's his mentality too.
Yes, I'm bigoted against lactose.
This is where very well balanced. I think it's definitely into style. I like the start. I like the finish. This is this is well done. Yeah.
Mike would carry this beer from one village to another.
He would. Yes, this would carry, be his wife.
I would carry this across the room. Yes. I would, Dave. Yes. Great beer. This is the best one in the flight.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. We are rating this one a 4. That was the Moost.
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 If you had to guess. Yes.
Okay. Any more fun facts? Good old boy, Dave.
Well, thanks for putting me on the spot.
If you had to guess at what the 5 pillars of Estonian culture were, I'm going to give you 4.
Okay.
Guess at the 5th. So 1, right. Music.
Okay.
2, nature.
Okay.
3, food.
Okay.
4, innovation. Anyone?
5, hockey?
No. Quite the opposite. Oh. Sauna.
Saunas
is
really?
A pillar of Estonian culture.
Really?
20% of it.
Makes sense.
It does.
Okay. I guess the Baltic Sea's got. Okay.
Well, no. Like, I think sauna is a very big part of a lot of the culture in Eastern Europe. You know, I know in Russia,
don't they
beat you and beat each other with those branches?
Beach sticks? Or
yeah. No, it's like these guys, they all get naked,
Vlad,
and they hang out.
Will you please stand still so I hit you with the big stick once again?
They all drink vodka and hit each other with sticks.
Well, and isn't it a bunch of sticks?
Yeah.
Like that are it's bound together?
It's so you're saying it's bundle. Basically like Klingon pain sticks,
yeah.
But in a different zip code.
Is it's a lot seen? Of spanking, okay? Let's just call it what it is. It's fellas spanking other fellas.
Do you know what a bundle of sticks, another name for it is? I'm not going to say it, but you can look that up and then draw your own conclusions.
Oh, it starts with an F.
Bundle of sticks.
Yeah. It's also the word for a cigarette in England.
It is indeed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, things just got a little off the rails here. Right. Oh, fun fact.
We've been off the rails.
Fun fact to take us away from Drew's weirdness. Estonia is a great place to see the Northern Lights. So if you're wanting to go see the Northern Lights.
That's been pretty cool. We've been able to see those here at the studio location recently. That was pretty cool.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's get on to another beer. Let's talk about the Jakuliba.
We're going to continue bread.
Continue bread.
Continue bread.
Continue bread.
Continue
which bread. Is a barrel-aged imperial porter.
Wow.
Yeah. 12.5% ABV. So this rich imperial porter is brewed with toasted rye flakes and aged in bourbon and American rye whiskey barrels.
Go into a diabetic coma.
So she's syrup. So someone took the last beer and they dropped in like 20 sugar cubes.
Some
and
simple
then they
syrup.
Walked out of the room.
Yep.
And they shook it up and they said, okay, you know, this is going to get better.
So
it did
sweet.
Not. Yeah.
No, it's this incredibly is, sweet. It's
this one's from
hot.
Hero to zero, like in a split second.
This is not
cool. Not good.
It's just that it's... I wonder where that sweetness comes
so
from,
sweet.
Though.
Oh, it feels lactose laden to me.
Yeah. Oh, and that's sad because I was looking forward to it. Like, especially with all the rye, I was like, bring it.
I think the actual translation is continue adding sugar to your bread
Is that, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, is this a cuvee?
Are we doing a cuvee?
I need a cup. A black cup. Thank you.
That's I thought you were saying stretch it out. Stretch it out.
No.
Okay.
Sorry. Drink more. Continue this bread.
We had a logistical issue here at the table.
Continue the bread.
So next week on I Hate Wax.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, and for those of you not understanding, because you're not seeing the video, all of the offerings from this brewery are coming in bottles. And some of them have been
waxed. Dipped in wax.
Yes. Dipped in wax. And you know, which is cool. Fine because it's cool. Preserving, it's allegedly.
But allegedly.
But it has proven to be
very challenging.
Yes, very challenging, says the Frenchman.
I would not carry you across the room with wax.
All right. So
okay, but anyways, back to the sweet.
What did you think about bread?
Sorry, bread.
You know, if it wasn't so sweet, it would be okay.
Well, I mean, okay.
It's Mike, Hershey's syrup.
That's like saying if Mike wasn't such a jerk, he'd be a great guy.
Okay. I did not. Oh, you're not going to play. That?
Oh, I like that. So, yeah, I mean,
black gold.
Yeah, it's a one. It's
not.
I want you to know, Mike, I specifically did not load that today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's because you had so many.
I didn't want to get fired.
Interesting things. It's because I carried you across the room.
Yeesh. Okay.
One more Estonia.
Yes,
fun
one
fact.
More. Now this one is kind of cool. This is called Zeit, and this is otherwise known as Time. This is a wheat wine style ale, which is brewed in collaboration with Weihenstephan.
This has apricots on the nose.
Yeah.
So this is 12% ABV.
Or nectarines.
It's a rich wheat wine style ale aged in tawny, ruby, and white port wine barrels.
This kitchen sink. I'm thinking this is going to be like Utopias.
Well, the color on it is nice.
It's got... Wow.
I'm not even tasting it. I'm just simply looking at Kendall's face, and he's making the same face that he made when he has Utopia. So, you know,
there's a lot going on.
Very strong.
It's good cough, sir.
What's the ABV on this one? 27?
No, 12.
Yeah.
Tastes higher.
It does taste higher.
It burns.
It's a little harsh.
It burns.
None of this is working.
It's just because it's got, like, why would you do tawny ruby and white port?
Because they can only get so many port barrels.
If you pour the two ones together, it still does not equal two.
Saying.
Yep.
This tastes like you could cleanse a wound with it.
Yep.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, my least favorite.
So, sadly, we're going to rate this a one.
You know what?
I generally
don't like wheat wines, but you take it to Imperial Strength and then put it in a barrel and it just gets weirder.
Yeah, right.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Interesting flight. You know, some hits, some not so good hits. These big beers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, it's you're swinging hard, so it's either a
I will go back to that Imperial Porter all day long.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Quite tasty.
Yeah, that was. But again, to me, it's interesting to see what other countries are coming up with and how their flavor profiles are different than ours. And ours are so diverse here in the U.S. But anyways, well, that's going to do it for today. Good old boy, Mike, thank you so much for being here and helping me with the wax.
Well, me and
Waxgate.
my three fingers left and my right hand, thank you for joining us for this exciting episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes. I'm going to ask you to keep on sipping.
Go to Bike Kendall. Thanks so much for being here.
I love being on the Estonia show. And how did we not talk about Link from Encino Man at all?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
We missed that opportunity.
He got it in.
Think he would carry somebody across the room?
Right.
I think so.
He totally would. He totally would. He's a hopeless romantic. Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good old boy, Drew. Thanks so much for being here.
Kasi Oli Rohitsus.
I knew that was coming.
Good old boy, Dave.
I can't follow that.
He just insulted you, man.
He probably did.
What'd you say about my mama?
He can barely say it in English.
Said something about your mom.
Yeah.
This is good old gal, Juliana. Keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.